You talk away. Yeah, go on then. If you just, you say something now and see what happens.
Good morning, Martin. Yeah, my knee's hurting.
Right then, great. Okay, good. So, I'm just, we're going to time this a little bit. It's a directional mic, so if I put it there, I think everything should be, yeah, that looks great. Really easy. It's just, we've been trying this out as an idea.
Yep.
Just to start talking to people. Anyway, you just said to me you're knackered. Why are you knackered?
Well, stupidly, every year, all the staff get together and do a big hill run. We usually do the Nine Edges, which I'm sure you know starts down at Fairhams and finishes in Basle, but we're bored of that one. So my brother came up with a better plan, which we called the Hope Valley Skyline, which is 20 miles or more, a bit more than that.
Is that the same as the Edale?
No, it takes in a bit of the Edale one.
Right. Okay.
But basically, we started from Hathersage here, in basically exactly where we're sat right now.
Where's
and came
that?
Back
Go
to
on, you. Yeah. Can tell me where are we?
Brilliant outside car park, yeah, where our shop is. And so, yeah, 20 of us, 15 of us set off from here at 6 o'clock, and it took best part of 4.5, maybe a bit more hours. Because there's so many of us trying to wait and stuff together.
Right.
Lots of hills, lots of up, lots of down. And for somebody who hasn't run since last year when we did one, it felt quite hard.
It was a run then?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
A joggle.
It was a run, and then as soon as it got steep, it definitely always turned into a walk.
Yeah. So just for people who maybe don't know where we are, Hope Valley. Go on then. So.
Well, the Hope Valley is a lovely valley in the Peak District, which obviously, you know, maybe it brings people hope, but I'm pretty sure that's not what it's about. It's just, it's lovely. I like think it's sort of mountains in miniature, so that they're all really accessible. You can get out and do things really quickly without, and you get beautiful views without the sort of effort and grandeur that you might have to go through if you went to Wales or Lake District, where it's usually a big day out and a big effort and it's miles from anywhere and no roads and all that, whereas we can just nip out and do our thing within 10 minutes of wherever we want to be.
I mean, the Hope Valley, I know we've seen each other for years and years, just knocked about, but I know your dad and stuff, but over the relationship, I've never actually lived in the Hope Valley. I aspire to.
You've got to keep saving then.
I've got to keep saving. The biggest problem is getting the planning permission.
Yes, absolutely. Well, we've had enough troubles with that with the shop and everything, but then at the same time...
Is that now resolved? Have you got any...
We're not trying to do anything at the minute, but in the past it's been hard to do stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But at the same time, it's probably one of the reasons why it's so beautiful, because you can't just stick anything wherever you want and make it out of, you know, just knock something up. It's got to be considered and look nice and keep the charm, I suppose.
Have you always lived here?
I don't live in the Peak Street.
Where do you live?
Where I live. You run past my house.
Oh, yeah, of course I do.
In Sheffield.
Oh, yeah, wave, and you never wave.
Yeah, well, I do. But, the good thing is I live in Sheffield, but so on the outskirts, you know, I can get to Burbage, which, if people don't know, is a brilliant climbing, you know, popular climbing area that's right by the road, and I can get there in about 4.5 minutes from my house, which is probably quicker than being here in Hathersage in the centre of the Peak District. So you get the joy of the Peak District with actually the accessibility of Sheffield. But I did grow up in the Hope Valley in Grindleford, which, very fond memories. Yeah.
Well, so you haven't travelled that far then?
No. About 12 minutes from Mum and Dad's house, I think.
Well, it's funny because I was a student here, and the first walk I did, I was a runner before that,
yeah.
I was a sailor, and so Sheffield was a complete anathema. Why would I come to Sheffield? It was like the furthest away you possibly
from
be from the
sea.
Water,
anything
like that. But it was, it came about really completely by accident. But the first thing I did was walk up Hencliffe Park, as I now know what Hencliffe Park is.
Yeah.
And it walked for half an hour, and we were in the Peak District.
Yeah.
And that didn't even occur to me before.
Yeah. And it was amazing, isn't it? You just carry on walking out of the most of the sort of parks on this side of Sheffield, and they'll just carry on their path all the way until you end up on the moors and then in Hathersage in the long run.
We do. I don't know if you know, we do a Christmas run. Occasionally, we do. It's about.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, right. So,
it's very ad hoc.
Yeah.
It's a bit like what you were describing.
The
shop are off down, and you just get a few people. And it averages, I don't know, maybe 30 people,
great.
Possibly.
Yeah.
And we run from Hunter's Bar to Hathersage.
Yeah.
And you think it's going to be bloody miles. Well, it's actually under 10.
Well, I really love it when we all run to work on a Saturday or something. You tell the customers, oh, I've run to work from Sheffield. You must be fit. You're like, yeah, it's actually just under 10K for me. Yeah, it takes about 45 minutes. It's really not a big deal. Yeah.
It isn't. Well, I agree. Again, it's really nice because, I mean, I've just been... I do evening runs. And it's actually yesterday. Where is it? Where are we now?
Friday now, yeah.
Yeah, the... was the first night at 6 o'clock that I didn't need my head torch before I go
home. Well, quite a long way before head torches came out last night, obviously. And normally we do our run in February and it's normally snowing and it's horrendous and head torches the whole time. So definitely felt like cheating last night, being warm and actually light for quite a bit of it.
So these people, did they, I mean, these are staff members? Or
a bit of everything. So there's quite a few staff members. Some of our the staff members from Alpkit up the road, the other shop that we're, you know, good friends with, Friendly Competition, and they're very good runners as well, so they came and joined in. Quite a few customers who just we've known because they keep coming in every time to get some advice or shoes, whatever. They come on our runs now.
Is it a weekly thing?
No, yearly thing.
We do
a smaller one where we sort of try and do throughout the summer months. We do the last Thursday of every month. We'll do we're going for a run, come along if you want. And we've got an open Facebook page called Outside Running or something like that that anyone can look at. And we just say, we're going for a run. It's all very relaxed. Come along if you want, no pressure. And so some customers come, staff go. And we often get the brands to come and bring in some, you know, test gear, like demo shoes or rucksacks.
That's one way of getting people in.
they're often expensive things. You want to try them before you... before you go out there, so you know, you don't know whether a rucksack's going to bounce when you're running or whatever until you try it. So try it for free. If you like it, come borrow, and if you don't.
That's a good idea. It's sort of thing, because I've got a WhatsApp group thing, which you just put out messages, same idea,
same, but this is because it's, you know, obviously with WhatsApp groups it's who's ever involved in it, whereas outside running is, it's completely open to the world. If anyone, you looked it up now, you'd see it and join it and follow it if you want.
I mean, despite the fact that we're, you know, into all the technology, I don't sort of live and breathe it all the time. You know, I do like quite like when I'm running. I use Strava.
Yeah, I've never done that, but then I try and just climb and then occasionally get bullied into these longer runs. But more about climbing for sure.
But you know, I don't know if you've come across. I've always run as a means of fitness, whether it be for mountaineering or sailing or whatever. But it's as I've got older, it's become more of my fitness rather than being for anything else. So I'm now looking for something new to entertain yourself. And I gave up running, in competitions and races. No, I used to do it in the 80s, 90s. That was quite good fun. But it's a bit funny, you've been there. And all you want to do now is, I just think, well, that's why I was interested where you went yesterday.
Yeah.
The skyline route.
It's
such a natural thing that you could do.
Yeah, it was amazing.
You probably know the same rocks.
It's
the same, you know, for years and years. But I've been introducing people to the hills, and then suddenly they're road runners.
Yeah.
And you know, by Ringing Low Road.
Yeah, yeah.
What have you been, what's happening up there?
Oh, well, there's the marathon going, half marathon, probably really soon, actually, isn't it? 16th or something like that of April?
Middle of April.
And so obviously they run up Ringing Low Road and out of Sheffield and then back down via another road. In fact, it's often very frustrating for me because I live right in the middle of it, which I'm sure you know. So when they close all the roads off, I literally cannot get out. We're completely penned in.
Do you know, I was asked to put a proposal together for this originally. When the marathon all fell apart because they ran out of water. Remember they?
Oh no, I didn't know about that.
Was it about? I think it's maybe 2 or 3 years ago.
Okay.
Maybe 4 years ago. I'm absolutely sure they had the volunteers. They did the water,
right?
And it was all done very successfully and all very well. And then the one occasion where they cocked it up, the water didn't arrive. Everybody these days, this is what I'm saying
expected
about races,
water.
Expected water, and everything else. And it was a big hoo-ha. Anyway, they resigned on block, and then the council pitched up,
right?
To see, you know, who would organise it, and the brief. And this is what makes me laugh. It was that no road should be closed, and the minimal impact on the day, so do everything else.
It'd be amazing to try and do that.
Well, so we came up with this idea that we would do it down in the back where the old Sheffield Marathon used to be, Attercliffe, and run like a figure eight and have the centre, the village hub at Kelham Island. So you ran out to Hillsborough or you ran out to Meadow Hall, and you could do a half or a full or 10k and a half marathon. And it was literally, you could have run down one side of the dual carriageway, so the road was always open. But the one that won the pitch was this one, how it takes in the west of Sheffield,
and
which is great in lots of ways, but it, the one thing that I thought was going to...
If you live in the middle.
If you live in the middle, like you.
Well, probably that year. I mean, my daughter's four in... Well, next week.
Yeah.
And so that year when she was born, I just remember thinking, if my wife goes into labour now, we're going to be pretty screwed, actually, because we're going to be stuck in the middle and we couldn't get out. I'm sure we'd have probably just driven through it, but yeah.
That's what I just...
It was literally like a few days after or before was the race when she was born.
Well, that's probably your... What day, when was she born then? What day?
Well, April the 6th, yeah.
Ah, right. So I was just saying, my daughter...
It was actually a bank holiday, so it wasn't on that day, but, she was late, so...
Aha.
Could have easily been the day, and that would have been... tricky.
Well, I know these you hear all these stories and everything else and you try and plan them, and they do end all to that effort, but it is an amazing run though.
Yeah, I mean, people love it. That's why every weekend now, as soon as when you come to work, you see tons of people running up and down there. They're all getting ready for it and just getting
sometimes easy curve, I wave to you.
Well, exactly, I see you running it often in the morning. Yeah,
but not on the road.
No, is that why people feel the need to go on the road? I don't know. It's a really good path just to the side.
It's 6 feet.
Yeah.
And I'm
less scary.
It's less scary. It's easier on the feet.
Yeah, certainly going to say that with my knee and the pain it's in this morning. I wouldn't go near the road. Yeah,
no.
Yeah, it'd be much better.
It is weird. It's funny how maybe some of these things become too popular, and then although they engage different people, because I've been watching those people running for the last 6 weeks probably.
Yeah. And not been running all year,
and they haven't run it, and they are literally just putting. I mean, it's just brilliant to get them out there. They're running out. They're exercising. Yeah. It's just sometimes you wonder, if people get it into a habit rather than having a target.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, and I guess that's quite difficult for some people to just go out. But you do look at the most.
A lot of people need a reason, don't they?
Yeah. Well, maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
If you've got no motivation to get off the sofa, it's a bit harder, isn't it? Sometimes, yeah. Well, unless you're always psyched to go climbing, then it's easy.
Well, yeah, I don't know about your kids are quite young, but you have always kind of said things like, if you create a habit for life, which is what they don't feel good, unless they're fit, so they just do things. That's the way they do it.
Yeah,
whether almost against their will.
Yeah,
it's just part of what it is, what
just
they
life,
are,
yeah,
and the way they produce. Because I've got. One of our middle son is coming up for 30. Makes me feel bloody old.
You don't look old enough for that, Matthew.
No, everybody says it.
Face for radio, obviously.
Yes. Well, that's, oh, thanks.
I thought that's where he invited me, actually. Yeah, good for radio, not for telly.
Well, do you know the original Fringe?
Yes.
When they were pitching for broadcasting.
Oh, right.
That's a strange
story.
What is
Greeky brakes on someone's what car?
Is it? Sounds like a train. If it's not that, can't be that close.
Well, I hope not. No. It's quite far off the tracks.
All right. Anyway, what was I saying? This is why this works.
Yeah.
I've forgotten.
Your middle son.
Oh, middle son. Yes. He's celebrating. Yeah. Yes. We've set a precedent. His sister did 26 miles and. On her 26th birthday,
right
around the skyline,
amazing.
And it was a day like this,
in
the beginning of April. Her birthday is the 9th, that's
right?
What I was asking
I see, yeah.
So, and she, but it became it's become sort of the thing,
the tradition. So, he's got to do 30 miles,
so he's
now.
Going to do something. Well, he's going to come up with his own challenge. That's the whole point. I don't know what he's going to do yet.
30 pints,
that'll be a good start,
That'd be bad news, that one, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, no, in the old days, we used to run going to breakfast in Grindleford, stuff your face.
Excellent.
And then try and run home.
Yeah.
And
it's hard work then,
invariably you never get the breakfast and you never quite got home.
No. It's like last night, there was too many good snacks, it made the running quite hard.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, getting too stuck in.
So what was So Jeremy just joined in.
Yeah, he just came along. Yeah, because we told him about it. He's good friends with everyone in the shop. Comes in and off, and lives in the village, and just said, "Can I come?" And I'm like, "Yeah, of course." Yeah.
Ah, because the I thought he was away in Scotland actually.
He just got back from there.
Oh, did he?
Doing quite adventurous sounding ice climbing in the pouring rain. Yeah.
Oh, was it bad?
It chucked it down with rain on them the whole time, I think.
Where were they then?
On Ben. High up on the Ben Nevis, yeah. Yeah.
All right, because we went up to Scotland in mid-February.
Yeah.
There was no snow.
No, I know. Well, it was...
Two weeks before it was white.
Yeah.
And 2 weeks after it was white.
Well, I'm going up on Sunday, so in 2 days. Not climbing, I'm going with the family, but might put the axes in, just it's going to get cold again next week, but it's been a strange winter for it.
There's no ice build up.
No.
We've been going to Scotland in February for years, and the last 2 years it's been like spring.
Yeah, well, last year it was amazing winter. It was a proper winter, recreated this year.
No, I know, you've got other places.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, last year where were we? Cairngorm.
Yeah.
And we had to go up high before we got to the snow.
Yeah. Well, I went there earlier this year, and actually we had good conditions. We went on one of the days when it was good. From the car park. But yeah, it all gone the next day because it's 14 degrees warm.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
It's very strange.
Bizarre thing.
Very strange, yeah.
Well, I think, people said you can be intimidated by all this, but it is quite, there's some amazing places you can go.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Now we've got a lot of variety in the UK, haven't we?
Hmm. Yeah. I think, you've travelled a lot. Bounced over. I mean, you go to the Alps, don't you?
Yeah, we go to the Alps. Yeah.
Have you been any further afield?
Not particularly. Well, I've climbed in Morocco. I've not done much to sort of anything in sort of Himalayas and sort of greater ranges where a lot of people go who are into mountaineering. I mean, I'm sure you know Tom, who's in the shop, who guides out there. He's like 62 or 3 now, I think, and he ran with us last night. He did the whole loop.
Did he?
Yeah, and he's running to work tomorrow, and he still guides in the Himalayas and stuff. It's quite funny, actually. Say, Tom, what do you want to do when you retire? He goes, I'd like to work part time for Outside and part time for Jagged Globe. Yeah. Sorry, Tom, not Jagged Globe. KE Adventure. I'm like, Tom, you do that now? He goes, yeah, I know, it's great, isn't it? So his retirement plan is to carry on doing what he's doing.
Now we're getting to the nut of the problem. Well, no, I think I don't understand retirement.
No.
Why should you retire? What are you retiring from anyway?
You've got to find a job you enjoy then, haven't you?
Yeah, well,
still retiring. Yeah, well, yeah, yeah.
Right then, that how long was that?
17 minutes.
How do you know?
Because I looked at my watch, yeah.
Did you? You see, right, 17 minutes.
Yeah, if something like that.
If we can cut that down, that'll be... I'll just go and things. But that was quite good fun.
Oh, it's too easy, isn't it?
I can do it. It's too easy, almost. Yeah. And at the same time, let's stop this.